producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The hour. It's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen. The situation at the University of Missouri. Remember this from a couple of months ago when the president of the university had to resign because of protests by some of the black students on the campus? Well, there's a new fellow, there's a new sheriff in town, and he seems to be tough, I suppose, in the right way. Remember the old tough love from those people in Philadelphia that created that whole theory of tough love? You know what tough love is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is, remember? I remember, as a matter of fact, Bob, if he's listening.
When you're hard on somebody for their own good.
Right.
Right, exactly. There were a couple, there was a husband and wife who created the whole idea of tough love. I was working in Philadelphia at the time at WCAU, so this would have been 30 years ago, at least, when this concept was created, maybe a little longer than that. And a husband and wife were applying it to their children who were not acting appropriately. And you know how some parents, especially today in the helicopter world, helicopter parents, they coddle their children, spoil them, ruin them, all that stuff. Well, these parents were faced with a couple of children. I think there was one, but it seems to me, I remember interviewing them. Man, isn't this interesting? It comes back to my memory 34, 35 years after the fact. I think the guy's name was Steven. I can see him now. Sort of short, graying hair, not a lot of hair. Why am I telling you that part of the story? Who cares? He didn't use Provia, let's put it that way. So they came up with this whole concept of this is what's fair, this is what's right, this is what you will do, or you will move out of my house. This is it. And it became this whole movement, and books were written about it, and you know, all kinds of stuff. So anyway, the new chancellor is Chuck Henson, whose portfolio includes a lot of diversity work, equality on campus and that sort of thing. He told them that he has no intention of caving into their demands. They thought because they got rid of the last president, okay, we're going to have everything we want. He wrote to them the following. You ready? Listen to this.
Okay.
If you sincerely want better relationships, the time for demands, threats, and arbitrary deadlines is over. You don't need them, and I won't have it. Remember the demands? This group admitted, this school, the University of Missouri, admitted the first black student back in 1950. And they wanted to have more black faculty. Let's see here. They want students... to if you have a bad semester, then you can delete that from. Wait a minute. Where do you do that? What school do you go to? If
right.
you have a bad course or a bad semester, you
yeah,
just
delete
it
that. Mm-hmm.
from your reality. Hello.
You don't mind, do you?
No. All right. So
wouldn't
that
be nice if you could do that everywhere in life?
Yeah. They want $250,000 to expand the Black Cultural Center. Let's see here. They want a liberation house where students can go and no whites will be allowed. Statue of civil rights leader Lloyd Gaines. I don't know who he is. Anybody know who he is? He must be probably somebody that's important to the black movement, at least on campus there.
I know his brother's Capital.
Really? Good for you.
Capital Gaines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Right. Yeah, Capital Gaines. So this fellow, the new chancellor, invited group members to meet with him, but said many of their demands are DOA. They're not realistic. They're not legal. You can't tell me who to hire. You can't tell me who to admit. You can't tell me to meet quotas. They violate state law, federal law. you know, sort of get with the program. You know what I mean? That's what he's telling them to do. And I think that it's good. By the way, this fellow, the interim chancellor, is a black guy. So,
Well, that's good, though.
I'm not playing those games.
Yeah,
not going to play those games. Good for him.
Yeah.
Todd Hollander is going to join us in a minute. He's going to help those of us who have small businesses. Richie, you're a small business person. Jennifer, you're a small business person. I'm a small business person. So how can we make out better as we work our way through this year, some of the pitfalls, the tax stuff, all that. So we have advice for small businesses in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream, America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project. Our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save responsibly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-609-4073. That's 800-609-4073. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-609-4073.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
14 past the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're joined by Todd Hollander, who's managing director and head of business banking for MUFG Union Bank. The business banking group serves a lot of businesses, has become a bank. They had a small business economic survey that showed that small business owners are less optimistic this year because of uncertainty surrounding election implications. Certainly the interest rate thing has to be a worry for a lot of people. Half of business owners in this survey unprepared or don't know if they are prepared for interest rate changes. 44% of owners believe the Affordable Care Act is the most concerning election issue for them, followed by immigration, equal pay, and foreign trade. So after you got the results of this survey, where did your mind go, Todd? So you see the results. What do you do with this information?
Well, a couple things. So first of all, we've been doing this survey for 17 years, and the reason we do it is we really want to keep a a pulse on our clients' attitudes, what they're hopeful for, so we can be in the best position to serve them. That was the first thing. The second thing is, you know, they're a little more pessimistic than they were last year, but it's kind of a pattern that we've seen in an election year, especially an election year where you're going to change administrations, for sure. That creates more anxiety, and then also a lot of the global economic uncertainty, China, et cetera, is adding to more uncertainty. Those things are all true, but to keep it in perspective, last year was the apex of our survey of where optimism was the highest. We're a little off those highs, so we're nowhere near recession time or other times where the economy's looked really bad. Our business owners are by and large still pretty optimistic.
All right. So how much of this group are minority-owned businesses versus non-minority? And I don't even know how to define that anymore. I was talking about that a little while ago, whether it's a black-owned or Hispanic-owned or whatever other minorities might fit into the picture. Is that a factor here? Or do we have a well-rounded group of business owners that are being surveyed?
Yeah, we seek to have the survey mirror the populations in the communities we serve, and minorities are counted as women, veteran-owned, and minority-owned business owners.
Mm-hmm. So why do you do this survey? What does it do for you and your customers? This is something, and the reason I ask you is I do business with a small bank. I love smaller banks. The big banks are just so out of touch, and I'm guessing that you did this because it does help separate you from some of the huge banks that are around the country, right?
Yeah, well, we consider ourselves a kind of a big enough to matter and small enough to care bank. So what it allows us to do is stay very close to the attitudes of the people we serve, and also when we're looking to design products and services or really put our associates in a place to be a trusted advisor to those businesses, keeping a normal calibrated pulse on the market and finding out what people are thinking, both customers and non-customers, has been very valuable for us.
Well, what I find most interesting here is that, to go back to looking at the results, the number of people who believe the Health Care Act is the most concerning. This is where the rubber meets the road because of what you have to provide your employees. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're minority or not. It's very sobering, is it not?
It is, and I think there's still a large degree of uncertainty and a lack of awareness about what the Affordable Care Act actually means to the business owners. So I think that's fueling why it popped up so high in the survey on the list of concerns.
All right. So when you look at this, how active will these people be, do you think, in working the election out? I'm looking, we're having, of course, the results of primaries, and people say, well, Trump is this and Trump is that, or the other guys are this, that, or the other thing. One of the reasons that I think Trump and Bernie Sanders are getting as much traction is because they're addressing these things that are egregious, and nobody else seems to be addressing them. Would you say that that is something you could take from your survey as well, that these people would be headed toward voting or supporting either of these two candidates because of their feelings, their concerns about where the business community is going?
Yeah, you know, I think business owners, like the general population, vote with their pocketbooks and their conscience. So, you know, taxes, regulation, environmental issues, minimum wage, interest rates and economic stimulus are all also things that people cited as concerns. So I think wherever they feel that their vote is going to be best cast to help their business and help their families, I think that's where they're cast them.
What I find most interesting is that people just don't get the people that are protesting, you know, let's tax all these businesses and stuff. They just don't understand where the jobs come from. It's very must be very frustrating for you and so with the business owners to have to deal with that reality. I find it very frustrating, frankly. All right, where's the website is unionbank.com. You want to find out more about what they do or the results of this survey, it's unionbank.com. Thanks to Todd Hollander here to help us understand what this particular group of people thinks is the future. Thanks, Todd.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
John Pardo then.
That was Chevy Chase.
He did the intro, but I think the actual announcement
was done by John Pardo. John Pardo would be on. With Dan Aykroyd.
Welcome to the writing.
Bill Aykroyd. Murray.
All right, so our video of the day at DougStephan.com is a feature from one of the early weekend updates. I believe it's the 1st of March, as a matter of fact. This is classic, classic, classic stuff. Is it 40 years ago, I think, Richie?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
40 years ago, okay. So this is something, just put aside everything else that you're doing right now.
If you're driving, pull over for just a minute.
Pull over and listen to these two guys, this foolishness that abounds with Belushi and Chevy Chase. Here we go.
Last week we made the comment that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Now here to reply is our chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Chevy. Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion and hopefully will go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let's compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant, about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard.
You listen to it and you get a certain dynamic out of it. But when you watch Belushi's face, Belushi's
face.
Here
comes Chevy Chase. Oh, man.
Now you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now look, pal. I know a country where Marx comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now listen, there are 9 different countries where Marx comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. That's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is... The weird part is...
The physical comedy is what they were known for. So anyway, check out the video of the day at DougStefan.com. NCIS has been renewed for 2 more seasons. It has been the number one show for, I think, 11 of the 13 seasons it's been on. The people coming back, Michael Weatherly is going. But let's see here.
Mark Harmon, though.
Mark Harmon has signed a new deal.
Signed for 2 more years, too, right?
Yeah. Right. Polly Perrette, David McCallum. Let's see. What about the other? What about Sean Murray? I think he's going to stay. Rocky Carroll will stay.
Yeah, they're going to be staying. Sean Murray stays. Rocky Carroll, Emily Wickersham, and Brian Dietzen all stay, along with Mark Harmon, who is so quiet, but he's like the highest paid star on TV. I mean, it's just incredible that someone who gets so little...
It's a number one show.
He's got that quiet demeanor.
I love it. Yeah. He doesn't make a lot of news in his private life. It's good.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he found this thing, and what a great way for him to cap his career. He seems to be, I mean, what the heck?
I liked him much better in Summer School. I mean, he was great in that.
That was a great movie, by the way.
Yeah. All right, so Sarah Shahi, who is she? She's going to be Nancy Drew?
She's going to be Nancy Drew. That's who she is in CBS's upcoming pilot about the famed girl detective. She's going to portray Nancy Drew in her 30s as an NYPD detective solving crimes and navigating modern life. Already there is a cast working with Anthony Edwards starring as Nancy Drew's father. So that should be kind of fun. That'll hit CBS in the fall.
She's been
in Chicago Fire, Fairly Legal. She's been in some stuff before.
Man, those Chicago shows, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD.
I love it.
They're really doing very well. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
About 33 after the hour on the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Trillin, and let's see, where's Millie? Millie the Wonder
Dog. Well, Millie the Dog.
Chasing lizards. She's on lizard patrol here at the moment. The folks at Subway, we didn't get this. We had a shortened food news report, so now we need to extend the information here for you so you'll understand what's going on in the What's Cooking department. Subway restaurants.
Who's hiring Jared back?
No.
I think that's probably
not going to be a prison spokesperson.
But remember, didn't they get sued because their footlongs weren't a foot long? That seemed to me.
I don't know that they got sued over it, but yeah, they definitely got called on it.
So now, corporate headquarters has said we will now be sure that the footlongs are footlongs. There was a lawsuit, and it's amazing. Why would somebody go to all the trouble to sue a restaurant like Subway because their footlongs were not consistent? They're making them out of bread, you morons, and the length of the loaf is going to be dependent on a lot of different things, right? The temperature of the oven. If they make them in trays, and the trays are all the same length. But doesn't, when dough rises, doesn't it change the length of it? I'm not a cook, obviously, but
what happens? Would think. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually,
so
you would think that it was actually longer than that. It would be 13 inches.
Right. Like a, you know, what do they call it? A baker's dozen ears of corn. It's always 13 ears and a baker's dozen. What? What are you laughing at?
It was only a quarter inch short.
Yeah,
and they sued him.
It was like 11
inches. Who's the guy that measures that?
Yeah. I want to go beat the guy who sued them.
I'm eating a sandwich that's a foot long, and I feel like it's just not quite there. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, it should be having a brain examined for eating a foot long sandwich of any.
The reality of life is nothing is as advertised.
It exceeds.
Let's start with 2x4s.
They're not 2x4s.
They're not 2x4s.
No.
Oh, they are, Richie, if they aren't planed. The wood that I get out of the woods that I put on my own saw that's still rough are 2x4s.
But when they're planed, they lose about a quarter of an inch on all sides.
Okay. So you let's go to one-calorie Diet Pepsi. It's 90 calories.
All right. Another story at DougStephan.com today, focusing on the fast food chains in our country, all the deals that are out there, the ads. How many Burger King ads a day do we run, Richie? We must run at least once an hour. There's a Burger King.
Yeah, at least once an hour right now. Right.
And there's Wendy's that's redesigned all their restaurants, and now they're promoting there. McDonald's is what? You can buy 13 hamburgers for $2 or something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is.
Just like that.
And you can keep them for 6 years.
Right.
Exactly. Okay,
so, it's good.
So now, if you are a consumer who's paying no attention, this sort of tails into the dark act, not knowing what you're eating. Once you have the information, if you choose to eat this way, that's up to you. But if you don't know what you're getting into, then there is a requirement, or I think there's a need anyway, for people to know. I can't believe in this era of information, all the things that are on social media, that people don't know what they're eating when they go into these big fast food chains. However, having said that, the advertising is aimed, obviously, at lower-income people, and they're telling you that this food tastes good, you'll be benefiting from it, and yada, 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 yada. Okay. So the fast food companies believe that they're benefiting because the price of gasoline is lower, more people are working, minimum wages are going up, so they want to promote what they have, and that's why the prices are so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Forecasts for restaurant commodities like beef, chicken, pork, dairy, wheat, for the time being anyway,
are lower than others. Prices are low, so they can
we
want to
eat cheap food in this country. Just
right.
You go to Europe and buy this stuff, even things, if you go to a Burger King or McDonald's or whatever in Europe, you'll pay a lot more for the hamburger than you do over here, because it costs a lot more over there to get the job done. What did you start to say, Richie?
Well, if you think about it, who does McDonald's cater to? The lower income, saying, looking for cheap food for people who can't afford
chicken McNuggets,
right?
Why they, you can buy $1.49.
McNuggets. AKA the people that work at McDonald's.
Right.
And the people that work at McDonald's are demanding a higher minimum wage so that they don't have to eat the food that serve.
Food that they serve everybody else at McDonald's.
Isn't that great?
McChickens, McDoubles, mozzarella stick. Can you get mozzarella sticks at a...
Yeah, at McDonald's.
Mozzarella sticks at a McDonald's, you can?
I haven't seen them because I haven't been to McDonald's in a really long time, but I've heard about mozzarella sticks. Because remember there was a story, someone sued because there was no cheese inside one of their sticks.
The cheese was falling out of the thing.
Right, it was not really cheese anyway.
But you know, when they go to Europe, they don't call it a Whopper, right?
And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac. What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
That's from Pulp Fiction, right?
It is.
That was a big return.
Big return. That was classic stuff.
It was classic in lots of different ways. All right. Also trending at DougStephan.com today, the story of this 90-year-old grandmother. Did you see this? From Michigan, diagnosed with uterine cancer 2 days after her husband died, was given three choices: surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. She chose none of them. She took the fourth option. She hit the road. She is out traveling the country to see as much as she can see her son, Tim, and his wife are full-time RVers who spend their lives. They're in their 60s. They travel around the country.
That's cool.
And so the children invited her to join them, and that's what she's doing. Since August, they've been out. They've seen Mount Rushmore and Yellowstone Park.
And how old is
Rocky
she?
Rocky Mountains. She's 90 years old.
You know what? And God love her. Why would you want to attach yourself to hospital beds and tubes and things that aren't going to guarantee that you feel better? In fact, they make you feel worse. She's getting out and living. I think that's
this is awesome. They have a Twitter feed for her called Driving Miss Norma.
Oh, sweet.
That's cute. I like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different. When you're 25, okay, maybe you want to put yourself through the chemo, but why do that when you're 90-something?
Mm-hmm.
Spend time with your family.
It's Facebook, Driving Miss Norma.
Yep.
Very
okay.
Cute.
Let me move over to the Facebook posting. That is the most important one for me today, anyway. I'd like to call your attention to the case against Bettina Krutsch, I believe, or Krutsche.
Who's that?
Bettina Rodriguez is her married name. She was sued for taking care of an animal, a dog, that was chained outside. Let's see when this was. This was actually about a month ago. But now the charges were dropped against her yesterday. She faced 10 years in jail for rescuing a starving dog from below freezing temperatures. The governor and the judge are now the recipients of unbelievable petitions, Facebook barrages, Twitter barrages, Instagram barrages with pictures of various dogs. You can see her picture on the Facebook page. She rescued this dog living on a chain tied to a tree in below freezing temperatures. The dog was emaciated, dehydrated, starving. She tried to work through the authorities, but nothing was being done to save the dog. He was going to die. So she cut him off of the she cut him away from the fence that he was tied to. Apparently, this guy had her. And he wasn't able to take care of her. His cousin or somebody had the dog, and he got the dog. No owner, nobody to save him. So she takes the dog off the chain, out of the cold, brings him home, pays for his medical needs, and today she faces a sentence of 10 years in jail.
Mm.
This is really bizarre, and that's what we point out in the article. It's at DougSteffen.com. Just prior to this incident, PETA admitted to stealing a healthy family pet, a Chihuahua, in the same county. This is, again, I think, Richie, in your... I think this is
near the Chesapeake Bay, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so here's this woman who's doing everything she can to save the animal, and she's being prosecuted for it. Because I don't even... You know what? This kind of stuff, these people, they need to be tied to the fence. Don't feed them. Don't give them any clothing. Let them sit out in the elements for days upon days. And how do you
and then when someone embarrasses
you, where's your common sense, my God?
So, okay, let's play the devil's advocate here. She's being accused of stealing the dog and running away with
it. No owner. There was no owner. The dog didn't have an owner.
It was tied to a mobile home, a tree right next to a mobile home.
But the guy said that she had no owner and he couldn't take care of her.
So why not call pet control, animal control?
You talking about the guy in the mobile home?
Why didn't she call animal control and say there's a starving dog freezing outside this house? Can you come save it?
I don't know whether there's animal control in that area or not. I don't have an answer.
Or you
to that
call
question.
The police department too, probably.
Right,
but
yeah.
Even so, why would you not want to help somebody who's trying to help an animal like this?
But let's say it gets to the point where some wacky PETA person thinks that you don't treat Millie properly because she's able to run around and eat lizards, which could poison her. Mm-hmm. And let's say that they call and they steal
only
your dog because
yeah.
they think that you don't treat her properly. Right. Where does it end?
It's all protection. Again, it goes back to we're too happy in this country.
Yeah,
we are.
And, you know, it's kind of sick.
And what happens to common
sense? We've lost our humanity.
Even backing it up further, who takes charge of an animal and doesn't take care of the animal? There's
a
criminal right there. Those are the criminals. They're the criminals.
So if you break into somebody's car because their dog is in there, I mean, I've been in this. I think we've all been in this situation where you see a dog in a car and
get arrested for. Yeah,
and you break the window. You know, so I call the police. Every time I see it, I call the police. Dog in a hot car. Come and break the window, please. I don't want to do it because then I get arrested.
And you get arrested. Yeah. No, you see, you have that experience. You have that knowledge. Somebody else might not. And that's the difference. But to have that woman charged, prosecuted after saving that dog's life, what a damnable outrage.
People don't think reasonable.
You know what? The first part of the sentence, people don't think. Thank you very much. 44 past the hour. Okay, I'm going to give you something to think about. You ready?
Sure.
Ready.
Get rid of the wrinkles on your face. Wrinkles. Wrinkles. You have wrinkles? Wrinkles. Isn't that a great word? Wrinkles. Wrinkles.
Could you please just put us out of our misery and do the commercial?
Meredith, the dog's outside.
Okay. Breaking news, the dog is outside.
He's tied up to a tree and it's 99 degrees. Somebody save
him. These guys are, because we just talked about that. You put the dog outside and it's so hot. Where are the police? Call the police.
Call a cop.
Oh, yeah, the police are needed for Millie.
All right, anyways, where was it? Oh, I was going to talk about your wrinkles. The ankle, good, Doug. The anti-wrinkle treatment. Say that again one more time. Anti, I'm laughing, and I'm having a hard time not laughing. Anti-wrinkle treatment that comes from stem cell research. They use apples. Did you know that? To make this cream.
Get it? Stem cell?
Apple stem cell therapy. Yes, exactly. The work was done, and what came out of it was the whatever peptides are in apples are the best thing that you can apply. Now, I'm not telling you, but actually, think this through. How many times have you seen those people that go to the exclusive salons with peels of apples cut and put on their eyes? You've seen that.
Cucumbers, yeah.
Cucumbers, apples, that sort of stuff. Yep, well, that's why. And they just figured that out at Genucel, and then they made a cream
bananas.
Out of the apple. What'd you say?
Kumquats.
Come on.
Yeah, anything like that. All right, 800-543-9260. Let's get the bottom line here.
Rich.
You can put, what, you're going to now, he's going to go through the whole list of what's in his refrigerator. No petroleum products, sorry. No pharmaceutical preservatives, gotcha. All made out of natural
blueberries.
Yeah, blueberries. Yeah, you can put some blueberries in your eyes.
Smear them all over your face. Good for you.
Call 800-543-9262. Get rid of the bags and the puffiness. You'll look younger.
Kiwi.
And yeah, you could put kiwis on your
watermelon.
Eyes.
Watermelon.
Yep.
I want a picture of you, Doug. Get Meredith to take a picture. I know you've got some kind of crazy fruit in that refrigerator there. I want you to lie back on the couch and cut off some slices of whatever you have in the refrigerator there and post pictures of it.
Yeah.
All right, so, Meredith, the guys want you to cut up some kiwi, put it on my face, and take a picture so we can put it on Facebook of me taking care of it. Huh? Okay, yeah, she'll do that. Anyway, this is you don't have to go through all that stuff. Just get the cream. Get rid of the bags, the puffiness, lines around your eyes, et cetera, et cetera. Scent-free. It is the way to, by the way, you can double your order when you call 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan. This is the greatest product. Gets results. Bags puffiness. Gonzo. Lines gonzo. And you can check on other products they have at Chamonix as well to make your eyes really sparkle. 800-543-9262.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Samantha Harris, and I'm a breast cancer survivor. I want to stay healthy for a long time to come, and that goes for brain health, too. Tragically, brain diseases such as Alzheimer's afflict millions of Americans and take a huge toll on their families. Vital research is needed to find cures faster. You can help by registering now at brainhealthregistry.org. It's online, free, and easy to do. Let's all keep our brain health top of mind. Help find Alzheimer's cures faster by visiting brainhealthregistry.org.
This report is brought to you by IHOP. IHOP is sharing the love. On March 8th, pancake lovers nationwide will once again flock to their participating local IHOP restaurant to enjoy one free short stack of buttermilk pancakes in celebration of the brand's annual National Pancake Day. Now in its 11th year, IHOP restaurants will give away millions of free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to guests dining in-restaurant and ask them to leave behind a voluntary donation for their local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Shriners Hospital for Children, and other local charities. Participating IHOP restaurants supporting Children's Miracle Network hospitals will also sell Miracle Balloons for $1 and $5. The balloons will be available for purchase beginning February 1st through March 8th. Darren Rebelez, President, IHOP.
Every pancake we give away has a purpose on National Pancake Day. Through the generosity of our guests and the hard work and commitment of our franchisees and their team members, we will help fund life-saving treatment and care for children in need in our communities.
For more information, visit IHOPPancakeDay.com.
This is what opening a can of beer used to sound like. And this is what it sounds like now. That's the sound of the Sam Adams Nitro Project, our beer reinvented from the bubbles out. Nitrogen gives these Sam Adams beers a smooth, creamy taste for a unique drinking experience. Sam Adams Nitro White Ale, IPA, and Coffee Stout. Which will you try first?
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Past the hour now, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Jennifer and I examining what's going on in the FBI versus Apple cases. You didn't know that, but there are cases. The dispute between Apple and the FBI over unlocking the San Bernardino gunman's iPhone on Capitol Hill today. The director of the FBI and the senior vice president for Apple, along with their general counsel, will be testifying at a House Judiciary Committee hearing, Jen, on encryption technology and the balances between security and privacy. Yesterday, a judge in New York ruled that Justice Department officials cannot force Apple to unlock an iPhone used in another case, a Brooklyn drug case. Apple refusing to extract information. Apparently, an ongoing number of these cases, about a dozen of them. And so it circles back around to the San Bernardino shooter phone. When you were on the air there yesterday, what came out? This has got to be the number one thing that everybody there is still talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a huge issue, and different than national polling, which suggests that nationally people are on the side of Apple.
Right.
Locally, where I do my radio show, they are definitely on the side of law enforcement and the FBI, and understandably so. When it happens right in your neighborhood, you want the answers. You want to know if there's other bad guys in the area. You want to know if there's a cell that they could uncover with this technology. It kind of boils down to, Dougie, and I think there's a lot of misinformation going around. The FBI wants Apple to take off the 10 tries cap. And what that means is when you have an iPhone and you try to get into it one time and you can't do it, you have to wait a few minutes. The next time you have to wait a few minutes before you can try again. After 10 tries, the phone basically will shut down and it can't be used again. Yep. And so the FBI, and I was wondering this, like how can the FBI, how can our law enforcement not be able to crack the code of iPhones? Well, they can't, they're able to do code generators to try to break into the phone, but they need to have this 10 try thing lifted.
Mm-hmm. You agree that it should, well, it, just
usually
in this
I
case.
I hit my mic for those. That one came out of nowhere. Right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I do it all the time. So is it just this case that you feel that way, or this is just about the same?
You know, I have a really hard time. I go back daily. I'm changing my position on this one because I totally get that we shouldn't let our fears take away from our freedoms. And so in that way, I totally back Apple.
Wow, what a great statement. Let's examine that for a second. Don't let your fears take away your freedom. That ought to be an election slogan. Don't
see what
let
happens
your
when
fears
I cough? Some of the thoughts
take
around
away your, yeah. Don't let your fears take away your freedom. That's powerful.
In that way, I totally support Apple. At the same time, I'd love to know more about this case. I feel like there has to be a happy medium for something to happen where these two companies can get together. And here's, and I've mentioned this before, the reason I really think that this is something that Apple could help out with is I think it comes down to the ownership of the cell phone and of the device. Uh-huh. And San Bernardino County owns that cell phone and says, we want to get into this cell phone. If the owner is there saying, we want to get into it, I think that helps in a legal in court to say, look, the owner of the phone wants to get into it, and hopefully implore Apple to help out in this case. Yeah. But, you know, it's a slippery slope. Once you invent this technology, according to Apple, it can't be undone.
The motion filed Thursday in U.S. District Court by the company says it would take them 2 to 4 weeks and a large team of engineers to figure out to build the software needed to create the back door to get into this phone. And it'll all be for naught because in 2 weeks Apple's got a new iPhone starting all over again. In a moment, a Google car, a self-driving Google car, crashes. That's up next here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
There's a big car show somewhere in Europe, and the fellow that runs Ford said they're going to have a self-driving car on the road by 2020 that everybody can afford. Well, here's a thought, folks. Yesterday, the self-driving Google SUV that they have designed crashed into a bus during their first road tour. Nobody was hurt. It was a Lexus SUV, drove into the side of a bus at low speed in Mountain View, California. The DMV released a report of the incident. Cars have crashed before. It's said to be the first time one of the SUVs caused the accident. It was in autonomous mode. Google said, the understatement, Google's response was, well, our artificial intelligence in the car is not quite ready.
Whoops.
Hello.
I think the direct quote was, oopsie.
Whoops. I want to drive my car. Don't take my car away from me. 59 after on Good Day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.